Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Daria.
Talking to me?
Hello and welcome to another episode of Arya Talking to Me, a Game of Thrones podcast hosted by two beautiful boys and their names.
We're back and we're older than we've ever been.
Their names don't matter.
Adam Knox and Ben Vanel.
Yes.
Or other way around. And we haven't seen each other in a while.
It's been like 2 years.
Spend this whole episode just doing different combinations of catching up.
Okay.
An episode that feels like a long extended brunch.
Yeah.
Catching up with each other.
A bit of tension.
Yeah.
You know, some conflict has arisen in the past couple of years.
There's some hatchets we haven't buried, except into the head of some poor bloody people on a ship.
Oh, yeah.
It's the sixth last episode of Game of Thrones, and as they promised, they're all movie length.
Yeah, all of them. Well, you know, the original Dumbo movie, the Disney one, was 60 minutes long.
Is it really?
Yeah, yeah. It's like 62 minutes, something like crazy.
22 minutes of that. Is that if you edit out the racist crows, it's 60 minutes long?
Maybe. I will only watch the original cut.
And only the racist crow section.
Yeah, I just repeat that bit for like 93 minutes.
I heard that's all the Tim Burton one is. It's just him getting Johnny Depp to play each of the crows.
Yeah.
Be like, it's okay. It doesn't matter what. He's 504th Cherokee, apparently. Yeah.
They just film, like, it's all behind the scenes stuff of Johnny Depp just being himself.
Yeah. They're like, we can make this into the crow. He's a terrible person.
Yes.
Season 8, episode 1.
Yep.
Winterfell.
Is it? It's called Winterfell.
It's called Winterfell.
Okay.
Which makes sense, that they spend an awful lot of time at Winterfell.
They certainly do.
Let's do it. I've seen it twice today.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it as it aired at 11 a.m. Australian time, and then we just watched it again then.
Yep.
You for the first time.
Yes.
General impressions? No, do an impression of a general.
Soldiers? My general impressions are, and we talked to a few people after our show tonight who all seem to be like, I want to watch it again. And my general impression is I want to watch it again to be certain that I didn't love it.
What aspect?
So you mentioned to me that you thought the writing has improved. It had got better since season 7.
Off of the back of 7, yes.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty average.
Right.
And I did mention to you as well, I thought that as an episode, it's constructed very well. It flows perfectly. Mm-hmm. It's a great way to catch up. Like, you touch on all of the characters, basically. There's some new characters introduced.
Mm.
All of that's done pretty elegantly. But I thought the dialogue was pretty average.
I thought it was decent.
Okay.
I didn't mind it. It's a lot. This is a very much, we've talked about this with heaps of sort of like mid-season episodes a lot of the time before of the, not spinning the wheels, but moving the chess pieces into place to have the actual things that are going to happen.
Yeah.
And that is this whole episode.
Yep, absolutely. And
totally necessary.
I wasn't wanting like action or, you know, big twists or anything.
No.
But it was almost like there was a lot of lame jokes. There was a lot of weird humor that fell a little flat for me.
Right. There were one or two that I thought were okay.
What did you think was okay?
Well, let's move through in order.
Let's
and we'll get
do
to
it.
Them.
Yes. Yeah. So my general impressions, underwhelmed, but certainly not like disappointed. I'm just sort of like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel decent mid season 4 episode. Mm,
okay.
I guess. Anyway. It opens up with like there's a new intro sequence.
Yes.
which, yeah, I fell out of the habit of bothering to watch for most of the show.
Yeah.
But this one is very interesting. It goes inside of buildings, which I don't think has happened before. Not that it's a huge deal.
Yeah, like maybe they showed the throne room in the old one, but yeah.
They do a good job of going, here's the broken wall, and here's how close Winterfell is. Uh-oh.
And certainly opening with a broken wall was like, cool. Like, that gave me, like, goosebumps. It was like, oh, fuck, that's right. Everything has changed for the worse.
Yeah. The little blue, the white snow tiles flipping over to blue as the dead have gone down there.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yep.
And I'm assuming every episode will have that progression.
Yeah,
because
yes.
Because that, at the end of the episode, they're at Last Hearth.
Okay.
Is that right?
I don't know.
They're at one of the northern Winterfell towns. Northern North towns, sorry, not Winterfell towns.
That I was completely lost, because the last we saw Tormund and Beric, they were on the wall.
And they've come down ahead of the dead. Or no, behind the dead, because the dead have already been there.
Yes,
yeah.
Behind the dead. That was some of the, you know, logistics of that end bit, I was a little confused, because you're right, they're like...
And then they're like, we need to get more horses so we can go ahead of the dead to Winterfell.
Yeah, right.
So yeah, we open the proper show, we're down at Winterfell. There's a young kid running through a lot of different terrain.
Yes.
He goes over a river. He's like, he's fucking ages away from where he wants to get.
Yeah, he does the Bran thing of climbing the tree to look out over the army at the start.
He totally does. A little bit of a callback to the opening of season one.
Of which show?
Of Becca. when Ted Danson's running along the roofs of New York going, oh, I hate this town.
Yeah.
He runs through to a big group of Winterfellians. Mm-hmm. Winterfellas.
Very nice.
The Winterfellas and the Rothschilds basically own the publishing. And has a look, tries to squeeze his way through to all of Daenerys' armies coming up through to Winterfell, the Unsullied in particular, are marching up. Squeezes his way through the front to have a look at it. And there's Arya.
Yes.
Having a look too.
Yep. That was cool.
Yep.
Yep.
Good to see her again.
Mm-hmm.
She's watching on as everyone comes up through. So Jon and Daenerys are riding together.
Mm-hmm.
And
Arya's giving everyone a little look. We get a little look every single time.
Almost calls out to Jon, doesn't quite do it. She's like a little, I don't know what to say. Sees the Hound, sees Gendry.
Yep.
Tyrion and Varys are there as well.
Yeah, Jorah's around there, I think.
Jorah's hanging about. Yep. Missandei and Grey Worm are coming up.
Who are getting heaps of looks from all the Winterfellas.
Everyone's getting some very dirty looks of like, okay, who the fuck do you think you are coming up to Winterfell?
Remember how we established that this was going to be an issue? Well, it looks like it is an issue.
And so... I think, Jon says something to Daenerys about, like, I told you they're not going to trust anybody.
Yeah.
First, I think Tyrion and Varys have a little chat of like, damn, my balls are cold.
Oh, God,
what about
yours,
Varys? You ain't got no balls. And Varys is like, damn, my wife.
Very funny, Tyrion.
Yeah, that was that bit. Pretty much everything involving Varys in this is the bits where I'm like, okay.
Yes.
With the writing.
Yeah.
He says a thing about respect later that is like fucking stitched under a throw pillow wisdom.
Yes, yes, that's
respect
right.
Is what...
Oh, the old... Yes, yeah.
But they're coming up and then the dragons swoop over.
As Daenerys does the most smirks I've ever seen in one scene.
She is so pleased with herself.
She really is.
To be fair, it's pretty funny how wild the Northerners are going.
Yes.
They are running away.
That was... I think I did laugh out loud at that, yeah.
Yeah.
Immediately they start screaming.
Everyone's up in Winterfell.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a new bit of music that plays with that I don't think has been like a common theme throughout the rest of the thing.
Mm-hmm. We see the shot from the trailer of the dragons flying over Sansa and her being very like, fuck me, Dad, there's some dragons here.
Sansa and her mistrust or just like unhappiness with the situation of Daenerys being here.
Yes.
Throughout this whole episode, I really like.
Yes, agreed. That was genuine tension in all that stuff.
And Sansa being such a competent, like, preferred ruler of the North in a lot of people's eyes now, especially with Jon sort of bending the knee, as they like to say, is interesting. So I'm using a little recap here.
Yes.
And this guy's talking about being 12 years old himself.
Oh, God.
Imagine doing a Game of Thrones podcast or writing thing that went too deep into your own lives as well. I don't think anybody would listen or read.
Yeah.
That's what I have always said from my home.
That does remind me of when I was 12.
Yeah, exactly. So they go up and there's a little meeting.
Yes.
Up in the meeting room thing.
Yeah.
The hall? I suppose it's a hall.
Yeah, it's a hall. Yeah.
The Winterfell hall.
The court. The court of Winterfell.
Everyone's having a little chat. And yeah, Sansa is kind of leading it, going like, hey, Umber kid. And so I think it's the kid who was running around from before.
Yes, we couldn't confirm that, but I believe it is, because obviously he turns up later and it would be weird for it just to have been a random kid, I think.
Yeah.
Economy of storytelling. It's the same kid.
They don't like to have too many characters in Game of Thrones.
Famously.
She asks the Umber kid, like, when can we expect your guys? He's like, we don't have heaps of horses or wagons. Like, I don't know how to do...
Oh, shut up, Siri.
The Siri watches just talking is one of the worst aspects of having a future watch.
I turned off the, like, you know, lean on it to make it listen.
But she's sarcastic about it. She just said, figured as much.
Yeah.
What are you even responding to?
A paragraph of text. Sorry, I did something wrong, I think.
So yeah, he's looking for horses.
Yeah.
And then he's like, so can I have some, m'lady? I mean, my lord. I mean, the queen. which I kind of like. Like, that's little bits like that that are writing of, like, he represents how confused the North is now as to who's who.
I didn't mind that, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're I think Tyrion gets up then.
Well, Sansa is like, we will give you what we can spare.
Yeah.
And you'll take it and you'll like it. But that is very much her attitude, I think.
Yeah. And then, is that when Lyanna gets up?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Lyanna gets up and she's like, look, motherfuckers.
Mm.
I'm a kid and I don't like the rules or parents.
And except you guys, for this rule.
Except for the rule of, we named you our parents.
Yes.
Why the fuck's she here? Mm. We called you king in the North.
Yeah, who's our new stepmom? I don't like her. I don't trust her.
Yeah, she tries to bring us these dragons. And it's like, you can't buy me.
Yes.
She's got her two kids. They're fucking dicks. That's the better angle.
Yes.
So she starts having a bit of a go at, like, we called you king in the North. She's here now. What's going on?
Mm.
Why are we having to put up with all of this?
Yeah.
What's the deal?
Yeah. We're a loyal people and we're loyal to you.
And everyone, it really agrees.
Totally. Absolutely.
Like when she says, we named you King of the North, people just start going like, ah, King of the North.
King of the North.
I love a King of the North. I want to raise my sword up again. Yeah. I can't because of her.
Yeah.
Kind of lays it out, and then Tyrion gets up and he's like, look, don't worry about it. We've brought the biggest army the world has ever seen.
Yeah, and that's not threatening to you guys at all, right?
Yeah, totally. We've got a foreign army. The Lannisters are coming up here. It's your favorite things.
Yeah.
And everyone is like booing Tyrion almost.
Yeah, totally.
The fucking Lannisters. He's like, I know you don't like the Lannisters, but we need help. And then Sansa makes a very good point of like, sure, that's cool that you brought a big army. We didn't figure we'd have to feed the biggest army in the world.
Yes.
So what are we going to fucking feed them?
Yeah. She's just literally just is like, what are we going to do? And everyone again is like, yeah, what are we going to do? I don't like this at all.
I don't think we'd have to feed two dragons. What do dragons eat anyway? Mm. And Daenerys is like, whatever they want.
Really a good way to win everyone over to her side.
She is being smirky and arrogant, and I love it.
Yes, because before this actual interaction, they're both giving each other the bloody side eye the whole scene.
Yeah.
Genuinely are distrustingly looking at each other, and it's a tense scene. It's really good.
Sansa's right.
Yeah.
Like, John being like, look, we need it. We need it to win, da-da-da. He is right as well, but...
Yes.
He went to the effort of getting this zombie to show Cersei.
Mm.
He hasn't done that for the North. Like, yeah. A lot of people there would probably still be like, well, I don't know how fucking bad can it be?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we trusted him, but how can we trust him now?
And we went through all this shit with this war and all of this stuff, and we finally got united by a guy who proved himself, and now that's all gone out the window.
John gives some speech as well. I don't really remember what he says. You Neither name me king in the north. Oh, that's right.
Right.
And I got rid of the king bit to protect the north.
Yeah.
I could either keep my crown or the north, and I chose the north. And everyone's like, king of the north.
I mean, it's sure, logically, that does make sense, but we just want a king in the north.
Yeah, like...
We're northerners.
She's a fucking Targaryen.
We don't trust anyone.
No. Yeah. Well, and they have every reason not to. Yes. People keep fucking up the north.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they have that bit of a talk, mm-hmm. and then we go outside to the red tree. Is that what happens next?
We certainly do that at some point.
At some point. I hope that this recap is in order.
Yeah.
Because the problem is, because we're doing these very live after the thing,
yeah.
like...
It just kind of washes over you.
It does. And we could take notes, sure. But not really.
Yeah.
Because we get... Not that much opportunity to watch the episodes.
And I wanted to just take it in.
I want to suck in that episode as it's happening. I want to lick it up.
Yeah.
Drink it down.
So one of two things happens next. Either it's Sansa talking to Tyrion or it is the red tree bit.
Well, in this, it's the red tree bit.
Mm.
So let's go with that.
All right.
Arya didn't have the cold balls to talk to Jon before, but now she comes up to him. He's brooding, just in a brooding spot.
Really is. Yeah.
Loves to find a brooding spot.
Mm. This one, a beautiful spot.
My favorite brooding spot is under a refrigerator.
Okay.
Now, do cockroaches have broods?
Right. Oh, I mean, they certainly do in StarCraft.
I think that's why I'm thinking. Yeah. I think I'm not thinking of cockroaches, but I'm thinking of Zerg.
Yes, the Zerglings.
And yeah, they do the classic fucking people who were good friends thing of like, huh, you used to be taller. And he's like, you used to be less of a bitch.
Yeah.
And then they run and hug.
Yeah.
Catch up over swords. Yes. You had to use that. Yeah, a couple times.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't look as perturbed as other people have when they found out she's a murderer.
No.
He's more like, I respect you.
He gave her the sword. He knew she'd have to murder.
Yeah.
He knows how bad it can get out there.
Mm. They definitely bond on a level that, say, Sansa and Arya don't.
They look the most genuinely happy to see each other. The most actual, you are family members who haven't seen each other in a while.
Completely.
They're pretty much the only two who ever really got along, who are still kind of alive.
Yeah, and like obviously Bran has changed enough that he doesn't get along with anyone.
Yeah, and he keeps telling people like, I'm not Bran.
Yeah. He keeps appearing in like a shot just outside of the group.
Yeah.
And then yelling, like, I'm not a Bran anymore.
He is sitting in that courtyard for most of this episode.
Yeah. He must be freezing.
He's not Bran. He doesn't get cold.
That's true.
He's, ravens love the cold.
Mm.
If you ever have a pet raven, keep it in the fridge. They love it.
Or the freezer.
Or even better.
Yeah.
If you've got a freezer, chuck it in there. If you've got two freezers, you can have two ravens. If you've got a fridge and a freezer, you can have two very happy ravens.
Yes.
One less happy raven in the fridge.
Yeah. You rotate them through, though, I guess.
Yeah. So Ari asks him, like, how did you get away with being stabbed in the heart? And he's like, I died.
Yeah.
And she's just like, cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've seen some shit. That's fine with me.
But yeah, they're kind of happy. But then John's like, oh, fucking Sansa, hey? Dude, she's being difficult. And Arya's like, nah, I like her now.
Yeah, I respect her.
Yeah.
She's family. She's looking out for family. And John's like, I'm family too.
Exactly.
Which I immediately yelled, he's not family though. And
to which I very, very smarmily corrected.
Yeah, very Daenerys-ly.
He is, he's a cousin and I've got two dragons.
And you're right, he is.
He's cousin, right?
Because yes. They're Ned's daughters.
Yep.
And Lyanna is Ned's sister. And John is Ned's, he's Lyanna's son. So yes, they are cousins.
Cousins.
Yeah.
Great. And yeah, John keeps trying to be like, well, Sansa thinks she's smarter than everybody, right? And I was like, she is.
Yeah.
She's the smartest one here.
Yeah. Which obviously John is like, she keeps correcting me. So as in Sansa keeps correcting me, sort of making me look like a fool in front of everyone.
Mm.
And Arya clearly has Sansa's back. That is what she is saying.
Yes. Now have Tyrion and Sansa chatted yet? Or does that come later on? I am all over the place.
I thought that happened before this. Maybe not.
Maybe it happens way later. I'm just skimming through this thing here. Like, doing these live, it's cool. I'm just reading through the rest of it. Yeah, I think that might have already happened, possibly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Tyrion's having a bit of a walk around the the battlements.
Mm-hmm.
Sees Sansa talking to Mutton Chops. What's his fucking name?
I think that's Royce.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
Old Rolly.
Yep.
And they have a nice catch up.
Yes, I like that scene a lot. He is very tentative to talk to her because she's looking fucking regal and in charge and serious.
Yeah.
And he, I think, accurately senses, like, she's changed. I gotta be careful around her. Not in a way of, like, she might fuck me up, but, like, a way that he respects her intelligence.
Yeah, like, this is a political, potentially opponent.
Sure.
Because he's not an idiot. He'd have seen how she's looking at Daenerys and would understand.
Yeah.
And that is sort of the thing of it, because they're on good terms. They always, like, were fine with it. Oh, well, it's, they realized they were both good people at some point.
Yes, yeah. They sort of are like, hey, last time I saw you was Joffrey's wedding.
Yeah.
And Sansa's like, yeah, that, I mean, some of that was okay.
And Tyrion does throw in a little bit of a, like, pretty hard to explain why you fucked off.
Mm.
That kind of almost got me killed.
Yes.
Which she's like, yeah, well...
You didn't get killed.
We're both alive.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, you, a lot of people thought you were, they underestimated you. And guess what? They dead.
Yeah. Which I feel like is something that's been said about other characters. Maybe like Cersei even. Like anyone who has ever, you know, gone against you is now dead.
Yeah. I reckon Cersei might have said that about herself.
Sure. Yeah.
So, yeah, they have a good little thing, and she's like, oh, Hand of the Queen sounds pretty good. Depends on the queen, I guess. More talking about Cersei, I think. But
I certainly took it as talking directly about Daenerys.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of both a little bit. But, yep, they have a little back and forth there, which is not covered in this recap, but it definitely happened,
yep.
And I'm not going crazy.
It definitely happened, and it's one of my favorite scenes of the episode. I really liked it.
So I wonder if we'll miss anything when we go through this episode.
I will keep trying to remember the episode we just watched.
We just watched. It's really ridiculous.
Yeah.
How quickly something can go in and out of your brain. Like, the way we consume media these days.
Totally.
The effect that, like, phones are having on our memory is, what was I going to say about that?
Ironically, if I had been looking at my phone to take more notes, this would be a lot more.
Well, I did take one note.
Great.
Which was at the start, and it was line of people Arya hasn't seen in a while.
Well, we covered that.
We did cover that.
Perfectly.
And it was true.
Yes.
So we go back over, we go down for the first time down to King's Landing.
Mm-hmm.
And Qyburn's like, hey, Cersei, the dead have broken through the wall and they're on the way. And she very weirdly smiles and goes, ah, good.
Yeah. Real Maleficent evil queen hours right now.
Totally.
She is smirking up a storm as well and loving this.
Yeah. Mirror, mirror on the wall. I'm going to masturbate in front of you because looking at yourself is the ultimate fucking a sibling.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. I hope the zombies killed them all.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Varys, you have got no balls.
Very good, Tyrion.
Yeah, big load of ships that they're having a look at.
Mm-hmm.
It's Euron and the Golden Company.
Yeah. This was another moment. I think when we saw Arya for the first time, I was like, sick. This is what I was hoping to see. Seeing the Golden Company, I was like, great. Boom. Another awesome plot thread that I want to see unspool.
Yeah.
Really cool.
So there's a captain there who they say his name later.
I think it's Strickland.
Strickland.
Which I was like, that sounds like a cop in a cop show where he's the bad cop.
Yeah, like a PE teacher who's a bit mean in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they're all there, and Euron's got Yara tied up in the cabin.
Yep.
For company, I guess.
That's what he says. He says, they're all mute. I think all his sailors are mute because he, like, cuts their tongues out or something like that.
Yeah, that rings a bell.
Yeah, because they're not the Golden Company. They're just normal guys, I think.
I think so. Yeah, and that kind of does ring a bell that he's like, I don't want them talking.
Mm.
His weird accent. Yeah. I was thinking about his accent a lot before because he's a Greyjoy who just sound like Northerners.
Yeah.
But he's traveled a lot.
But, I mean, the actor is, I think, Norwegian or something.
He's one of those cunts who's gone on, like, goes to London for 7 months and come back and he's like, oi, how you going, governor? It's like, you can't have possibly picked up that much of an accent in that period of time.
Totally. Yes. He is a 19-year-old girl who came back from gap year.
Yeah. So, yeah, he has some pretty flimsy reasons for having kept Yara alive. Really.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I want to talk to you and you're a Greyjoy, and also we need Theon to rescue you later.
Very much so. Because the whole thing was like he delivered her to Cersei as like a gift.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's been done.
So then he goes into the throne room with Golden Company Boy.
Yep.
They have a bit of an introduction with Cersei, and then he's like, the Golden Company guy leaves.
Yeah.
After having said, ooh, we don't have those elephants we brought up last season.
Yeah.
We thought our CGI budget would be a bit different. Peter got angry, yeah. I guess.
Probably.
Couldn't get real elephants into the snow.
No, that could pose an issue.
Are there snow elephants? I guess I'm thinking of mammoths.
Yeah, they're probably mammoths. I mean, we are trying to clone a mammoth from DNA.
Really?
So, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Too late, though.
You could just put a bit of fur on me. A couple of tusks.
Sure.
I'll boom around.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm assuming that.
Yeah.
Is that close?
Yes, that was perfect.
We don't know what a woolly mammoth would have sounded like.
I think just put a rug on an elephant.
Yeah, even better.
Yeah.
And anyway.
No elephants.
No elephants.
It's raised like twice.
Yeah. I was disappointed by that, too. I wanted to see, because in the books as well, the dead people, the White Walkers, have big dead spiders.
Yes.
Huge Lord of the Rings style spiders.
Yes, I'd heard of those. Yeah.
I want to see a spider and an elephant have a fight.
Oh, fuck yeah, that would have been sick.
Because I've seen it in real life and it was pretty one-sided.
Who won?
The spider.
Yeah.
Spiders are the most dangerous, fucking horrifying, awful creatures in the world. And I genuinely hate them.
Yeah.
Anytime there's one in my house, when I was 12, anytime there is a spider in my house, though, like my reaction is never like outright fear. It's pure anger.
Right.
At the spider. I will yell at the spider for ages. And I like don't want to go near it. I am afraid of it.
Yeah.
But in the way where like a dog will bark at a postman. You know what I mean?
Yes. This spider's got to stop delivering your letters.
Oh, I hate it.
I can carry so many, though.
Surely they would send me stuff through the web.
That's very good.
Thank you.
It's very good.
People still call it the web.
Yes.
So, yeah, they're having a chat, and then he takes a big old look at the mountain before he has a step on the thing. And the mountain's like, you guessed right. Yeah. I have a problem with this. And he's basically like, oh, Cersei, I was just thinking, I still wanted to fuck you when you promised. How about it? And she very much doesn't seem to want to.
She says, after the war, okay?
Yeah.
And he's like, but wars take fucking ages.
I'm horny now.
And she's like, yes, but still, we got all this shit to do and it's after, okay?
Yeah, and I was lying in the first place, clearly.
Completely lying.
Idiot, but... Yeah. She walks off and something about him being a sleazy little bitch really makes her go, ooh, maybe. And she...
I think that it could be that she correctly realized that this loose cannon might not play ball if he doesn't get what he wants.
Unless you play with his balls. Something that you can't do with a certain man whose name rhymes with Barris.
Boop!
That isn't a comedy noise. I just whistled a bunch. It's not something they used to do on fucking comedy shows.
I'll let it in a slide whistle.
So, yeah, she's like, all right, fucking hell.
Yeah. Any pops.
And then back out. And then back in. So, we cut to our first unnecessary sex scene of the season.
It's truly gratuitous.
It is flat out. Nothing to do with anything.
Yeah.
They've gone, should we just have like one woman there who has her tits out? No. It's the final season. We need to up the ante. Three pairs of boobs for me, please.
It couldn't have been less necessary.
Couldn't have been less necessary. It could have been more necessary. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Right? Like,
it took me a while.
It's just like all that happens is Qyburn comes in and talks to Bronn about a little secret plan.
Yeah.
Did not have to have naked women there.
It's kind of funny-ish, like them talking about like, oh, here's all these other cooler guys that we fucked. And he's like, shut up.
could have had clothes on.
Yeah, I guess so. But whatever. This is that show.
Yeah, I guess.
You got to see a couple butts and a couple boobs or else my lizard brain my lizard brain likes to see naked lizards. Put a couple more lizard titties in there.
Yeah.
And then you've got me.
Okay.
Hillary Clinton's titties. Secretly a lizard.
Lizards, the natural enemy of the spider.
True. Maybe that's why I like them.
Yes.
So yeah, he's having a bit of a orgy, and then Kaiba comes in and he's like, hey, look,
I'm here for a chat.
I'm clearly a sexless man, so yes, ignore me.
Yeah,
but tell them to fuck off because I got a murder plan for you.
Mm.
And then he's like, oh, she'll be dead of the pox within the year.
That's right.
And Bron's like, like does a spit take.
Totally.
Which one? And so the plan is crazy.
Mm.
It's such a swing for Cersei. She wants Tyrion dead, sure, yep, normal, and also Jaime.
Also Jaime.
To the same extent.
Her two treasonous brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I didn't see coming.
Yeah.
Her wanting to, like, I knew she'd be pissed off at Jaime for going, but this is another log on the fire of, oh, Jaime's going to kill Cersei.
Yes, absolutely.
Stab her probably through the part where his kid is too, like through the kind of back belly area.
Yep.
It's going to be a big swell of music,
mm-hmm,
and then Jaime will turn the sword on himself.
Probably, yes.
Yeah.
So there is this prophecy. I think we see it in the show. This is not just a book
thing. Is this the thing the witch told him?
Yes, it is.
Right.
That your children will all have shrouds of gold because they will die, and maybe this bit wasn't mentioned in the show. Mm. One of your brothers is going to murder you.
And in season 8,
yeah,
it will all come to pass. So yeah, he brings the crossbow that Tyrion used to kill his dad.
Yep.
He's like, Cersei got a sense of humor. And he's brought wagons full of gold for Bronn to go and kill Tyrion and Jaime, which I think Bronn would do. He is a straight up mercenary.
I don't think he will. When it comes to the crunch, I do not think he will.
He does like both of them.
He loves them. They're his mates.
He'd probably go up north, fight with them, see if they die in the battle, and then there'll be a bit of tension afterwards.
Yeah.
And I reckon he might do it.
Okay, I'm going to bet he doesn't, but I don't know for sure.
He's kind of a piece of shit.
Yeah.
So
maybe he's more of a piece of shit than I give him credit for.
Yeah.
Because he's kind of charming.
Well, and because they've been paying him this whole time.
True.
Like, he is allied to them purely because of that.
That's true.
And been very vocal about it too.
Yeah,
the whole time he's been like, the second this is done, I'm fucking off. Yeah. I don't care about any of you.
Yeah.
Give me the gold.
Yeah, that's true.
So, once both them dead, Cersei out for blood.
Yep.
They have sex, Euron and Cersei.
Yeah, they do. And she's like, hey, I gotta give it to you.
You
gave it to me.
You were better than my fat, stupid husband. Mm. He's like, how about your brother? And she's like, oh, you're dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
You put your neck out there, don't you? You're the most arrogant man I've ever met. Mm. And I think I sincerely like that.
That's what I got from it, yeah.
She seemed to mean that.
Yeah. I thought you liked it.
Oh, no. I'm horny the whole time. Euron is stalking around like a big cartoon villain. I don't know. I still don't know if I like Euron, to be honest.
But I agree. Cersei seemed to genuinely be into that whole thing.
Yeah. And then he comes up. He's like, I'm going to put a prince in you.
Yeah. And she's like, there might not be room. No vacancy light is on.
Just a little bit of them sealing the deal.
Yep.
Then it's the rescue attempt.
Right.
It's not even an attempt. It gets done.
It certainly does. In very flat and underwhelming style.
Yeah. Like SEAL Team 6 with bows
goes
in there and silently wipes out this whole ship.
Yep. There's no music. There's no tension even.
No, Theon just gets Yara really easily.
Mm.
Yara gives him a headbutt.
Yep.
Because she's like, you fucking asshole. You jumped off that ship. But he was still had a little bit of the reek left in him.
Yeah.
And that seems to be gone now.
Totally, yes. This is the almost the redemption of Theon being complete.
Totally. Like. Well, and that happened at the end of last season as well, with like John saying, hey, fuck you,
sure.
Grow up.
Yeah. Hey, hey, you want to redeem yourself? Here's exactly how.
Yeah. And then he's done it.
Yeah.
They're on a ship heading home.
Mm-hmm.
Yara's like, well, we'll go take the Iron Islands back. That'll be a good retreating place.
Totally. There is a genuine military reason for doing it. It's not just like, okay, let's fuck off home.
Yeah. Euron's busy, so he won't be able to defend it. But Theon, you want to go fight in the north, don't you, with the Starks? And that makes sense. That is kind of also his home.
Yeah.
So he's going to head off there.
Yeah. And die.
100%.
Totally.
Theon is... It's fucking already dead.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned.
Yep.
He's dead to me.
Okay.
He pissed me off.
Well, he did a lot of bad things. But yeah, I absolutely see him going and sacrificing himself for one of the main characters.
Totally.
Yeah.
Probably Sansa?
That makes sense. Yeah.
Or it could be any of them.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be his redemption arc.
Yeah.
Ugh. Like, that's fine. That's a classic story.
Totally.
It's
just a shame that it seems to have already been mapped out completely in front of us.
It'd be great if he reeks out again and fucking Arya dies because of it or something.
Oh, that would be good.
And he's just a piece of shit forever.
I would love to see that.
And then he gets eaten as well by Sansa. She makes a big change. One of them's going to turn into a zombie, hey, one of the Stark kids.
Yeah.
And they're gonna have, it's going to be Arya.
That would be the most upsetting. Yeah.
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 And she would be the most competent White Walker one.
Yep.
So imagine her with all the skills that she has. And then, because she's got the dagger, she's going to have a little bit of Stark left in her before she kills Jon and kill herself with the dagger.
Okay.
That's my bet.
Good
if that happens, I'm sorry to have spoiled it.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the other episodes in advance, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But that's my prediction.
That's cool. I like it.
So yeah, back in Winterfell, Davos and Tyrion and Varys are having a walk away, the old fucks club.
Yep.
A walk away, walk around and away. Having a little conversation about how, oh, look, the Karstarks are back here. A couple months ago, they were fighting the fucking Starks, but
yeah.
Jon's done it. He's helped them out. Better than an onion, their little sigil. That was like, yeah, I know an onion shit. I didn't come up with it. I smuggled onions and everyone calls me Onion Knight.
I actually hate the nickname and the sigil. I'll never escape my past.
What am I going to do? Just put a... I can't read. I'm not going to put letters on. Oh, he can read a bit now.
He can read now, yeah.
It
should be a hand with no fingers. That'd be sick.
That's just like a circle.
Mm.
No, you could do that. Yeah, like the Flayed Man. They've got some quite violent ones.
Yeah.
That's not bad at all. Or what about a hand with no fingers?
Yes.
Hand, no fingers, grabbing an onion. But the onion's falling out of the hand.
Yeah, it's dropping an onion.
balancing an onion on it.
There you go.
They're walking around and mainly talking about, like, hey, how cool would it be if Jon and Daenerys were king and queen?
Yeah.
That would fix up the planet.
Wouldn't that solidify this alliance in a way that can't be argued with?
And they're looking down on them, like walking around the tents outside. And they're very chummy.
Yeah.
Being very openly chummy.
So I think one of them, Varys maybe, or Davos, stupidly is like, but how are we going to convince them to get married?
Yeah, it's really weird.
Yeah.
That, like, I mean, maybe they don't want that. But I don't know. They seem like they're already going in that direction.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, because they're all saying, oh, they won't listen to the advice of old men. Then Varys says that tried thing about, like, respect is what young people use to not have to admit that they're going to die or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Admit that everything changes. Nothing lasts,
nothing
he says.
Lasts.
Yeah. Which, and like, yeah, that whole conversation, Tyrion's like, you know that they're rooted. You know that this is already a thing.
Yeah, exactly. And like, look at them. They're fucking... They look like they want to fuck.
Yeah.
Right now.
They're walking around hand in hand, basically.
They're in war tents.
Yeah.
And they look like they want to fuck. I reckon you can convince these people to get married.
Yeah.
And also, they're both very aware that it would be politically important for them to do it.
Completely.
Like, Daenerys married a fucking the Dothraki Drogo.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're having a wander around down there.
Oh, that's right. So this is the dragon scene, right? Yeah.
Yeah. A couple of Dothraki... soldiers come up to Daenerys and are like, the dragons haven't eaten much, just an insane amount of goats and sheep. So they go over and have a look at the dragons. They're not like in the north.
No.
Bit chilly for a dragon.
Too cold. Yeah. They love fire, famously.
If only there was something a dragon could do to create some warmth near it. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Dumbass dragons. So yeah, Regal. I think it's Regal, right?
Yeah, yes, yes.
Very friendly towards John.
Yeah.
It gives him a little bit of like, go on.
Come on.
Why don't you have, give it a go.
Yeah, hop on.
Have a free ride.
On your hop.
You're the only one in line. Come on. You can go twice. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
You're a secret Targaryen.
I can smell the Targaryen in you.
Yes.
Get in. Mm-hmm. Get on. Get on my back. And yeah, Daenerys like teases him a bit. He's like, I don't know how to fucking ride a dragon.
Yeah.
And she's like, it's easy. You just hold on to the back of the dragon. Mm-hmm. So, and then they have a big fly around.
Yeah, they have a big fly, a lot of swoops.
Heaps of swoops.
Yeah.
Heaps of canyon dives.
Yes.
It looks better than it's ever looked.
And that is still not good.
It's not quite enough for it to not look like they're riding the green mechanical bull that they're riding.
Completely.
But
fucking just get the elephants. Put the elephants in the show and don't have a flying scene.
Cut that scene out and just have the dragon go like, I like you, John.
Have them fly off and land.
Yeah. But it's kind of cool. I don't know. It didn't do anything for me.
No, not at all.
Really.
But it's more bonding between the two of them and the dragons.
Yeah. So that's the main bit. They get to like some waterfall out in the middle of nowhere. And Daenerys is like, wow, we could live in this waterfall. So
she, it's like, she goes, we could live here for 1,000 years. And Jon goes, we'd be bloody old though.
Yeah.
Like, that's one of the things I did not like. That was a stupid, stupid line.
Except they're both dumbasses who aren't funny. So I think it's fine.
I think I don't like it in context.
That is the sort of banter they would have, though.
If I was standing 10 meters to the side, I would have rolled my eyes at the camera.
Totally. But A, that would have made the scene even worse. If there was just some...
It'd just be like The Office.
Fucking dude in a Lakers shirt standing behind them, rolling his eyes.
Ugh. This is stupid.
Save it for your podcast, mate. Yeah, I don't know. I reckon that's the sort of dull banter they'd have.
Yeah. It's fine. It's fine. Like I said, I don't metatextually, I don't have a problem with it.
Mm.
I would be annoyed by them if I knew them.
Sure. Yeah, they would be an irritating couple.
Yeah.
Because they're both like good looking and rich and shit.
Yeah.
I want one person in the couple to be like a freak and then the other one to be good looking and rich, so you know it's going to fall apart and you get to watch it happen.
Right. That's relatable.
So then, yeah, they have a little bit of a smooch in front of the dragons too.
Yes.
And the dragons are like, oh, I don't know about this. But that is all inferred by the camera. The dragons are just looking.
Sure.
But it does do the thing of
like... It cuts away to a dragon looking at them kissing.
Like if Tim Allen was the dad in a movie, how he would look at his daughter kissing someone.
Yes. Not a fan of that.
Yeah.
Not a fan of that in a metatextual way.
Yeah. Or maybe the dragons are just like, we know you're both Targaryens.
Oh, they're like, oh, this is not good.
Yeah. That's
stop it because...
You're related.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay.
Unfortunately, we can't talk.
Mm. Yet.
I hope that's the last thing the dragons go look directly at camera. Well, we've had a crazy time here in the wacky land of Westeros, but what isn't crazy is spaying and neutering your pets.
Yes.
Gendry's getting along real well.
He's loving life. Yeah.
Because before he's like unloading those wagons of the dragon glass, he's like, steady on, lads. We need all this fucking dragon glass.
Yeah.
Or whatever his voice sounds like. Mm-hmm. I think I'm giving everyone a generic voice of an area that none of them sound like they're from.
I think you might be right.
Yeah, that's happening in the courtyard. Like, because John sees Bran as well. We skipped over that bit.
Oh, yeah,
John gives Bran a big hug.
Yes.
And he's like, hey, what's going on, Bran? And Bran's like, I'm not Bran.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
It's almost odd that during that kissing scene, we don't cut to a dragon and then cut to Bran sitting nearby as well.
Yeah.
Because he's just everywhere.
He's all over this episode. Because, at that bit, it's Daenerys and everyone, like, meeting the Northerners. We skipped over that bit.
Yeah, that's right.
So, they come up. They have, like, sort of a tense hello. Sansa very reluctantly says, like,
welcome to Winterfell.
Winterfell's yours. And then Bran's like, shut the fuck up. Mm. We don't have fucking time. What
that's
the fuck are you doing?
Right, yeah.
They've got your dragon. Your dragon's dead, but now he's a zombie.
Yeah.
The dead are coming. Fucking... grow up.
Yeah, and that's when we smash cut to meeting scene. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I love Bran's attitude in this.
Oh, he's just wild.
Such a little fucking, shut up.
It's so strange.
I'm not Bran.
Yeah, I laughed a lot at Bran as well, just being such a weirdo.
Just hanging out in the fucking courtyard there.
Yeah.
getting in the way, probably. Like, totally. They're trying to unload all these fucking wagons.
He's positioned himself so that, like, any time a new character enters the courtyard, they have to awkwardly cross, like, eyes with him.
Well, he has deliberately done that, though.
Yeah.
For later on.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I think that's all the bits that we didn't cover.
Yeah, I think so.
My intention is to watch each of these episodes twice before we record, too. I think I'm going to start taking some more detailed notes because we can't fall back on the shitty recaps to jog our memory.
Yeah.
Because that's what we use them for. It's basically a scene list.
Yeah.
So I'll just write down a scene list.
Yeah.
Later on. This time, though.
No.
I
don't know if it's worth mentioning. We're recording this after having done our show at, and it's now almost, what is it, 11 o'clock at night.
It is, and it's during the comedy. Next week. Comedy Festival's over. I'm so excited for the rest of the season and a bit of free time.
Totally.
Like, that's the biggest thing with this episode is I really want to watch the rest. It was quite annoying that I couldn't, that I have to wait a week again.
Yeah, I'm on board with that, yeah.
Very not used to that.
Yeah.
Anyway, my phone's gone off. Here we go.
Imagine if we lost the recap now.
Gendry's hammering away.
Oh, yes.
Down in the...
the blacksmithy. Yeah.
The smithy area, making some dragon glass arrowheads. They're doing like, it looks a nice shade of blue.
Yeah, it does.
When you melt the dragon glass.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's made a big axe for the hound.
Yeah.
He's like, this was hard to make. Tough task to make this beautiful axe. And the hound's like, yeah, get it. You're good. Fuck you.
Mm.
It's like, say thank you, dickhead.
Yeah.
Anyway, he does that. And then says something else. And Arya's like, yep. Leave him alone.
Mm.
And then, so Arya's re-meeting the Hound and Gendry at the same time.
Yes.
Pretty tense between her and the Hound.
Mm.
He's like, so you fucking left me to die. She's like, I robbed you first. And then I drew some dicks on your forehead after you passed out. And you've still got one right there.
Yeah.
He's like, no, that's from when my brother pushed my head into a pile of dicks. And now I'm afraid of them.
She's like... I stole shit from you. And he's like, you're a cold hard bitch now. And that is how you survived. Well done.
Roll over, DJ.
Are you going to be whatever?
I wish you hadn't gotten born. Get born.
Yeah. Anyway, I got a jet off.
The hand's like clearly like, okay, good on you.
But she is also clearly like, I'm not really ready to take you back as a friend.
Yeah, I think Arya like actively does not like him at this point.
Yeah.
I guess she never did.
She's over him. Yeah. You know, like there's nothing there. She doesn't want to build any relationship there. She's just like, all right, fucking whatever, do your thing. I'm not interested.
Totally. But Gendry, she makes a couple of eyes at Gendry during this scene.
Some sparks were flying when he was making those axes, and there's some more sparks flying when they're making eyes at each other.
Now, what the fuck are you talking
about? I don't know.
True
sexual tension.
Yeah, he's like, she's like, you've gotten better at blacksmithing. He's like, yeah, you've gotten better too at being hot. I mean, you look good.
He fucking says, you look gooder.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, you look good too. Yeah. Can you make me this weird spear that I've drawn that has screw-in bits?
Don't know what this was.
I saw Star Wars The Phantom Menace, and I want you to make me a double-edged lightsaber.
Okay. All right.
And he's like, well, yeah, I guess I can.
I can make you something else with two ends if you want. She's like, too far, mate.
Yeah.
Come on.
I've got a crush, not a fucking let's do double anal. This doesn't need to get fucking... What's that fucking movie where they do double anal?
Requiem for a Dream.
No, Double Anal Fisting 2. I'm in a porno instead of the movie where it is.
Very good.
They have a bit of flirting around, like, what's that knife? I knew you were just another rich girl with Valyrian steel.
That's right. She's like, you don't know any rich girls, you little bitch.
Does a walk away and the turn while you walk to give it like one last little, here's all this.
Really, truly does.
Now, I don't like using this phrase, and I don't like reading this phrase on the internet.
I wish you don't say what you're about to say.
But I want to see them fuck.
And I've written some fanfic.
I ship them.
I think it's going to be tragic. I foresee tragedy in their future.
Maybe. Maybe.
Why would you set up something so nice in Game of Thrones
if
you're not going to undercut it?
Some shit's really going to go wrong this season, hey.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
So then we catch up with Sam again. So he's been hanging around at Winterfell this whole time. Hasn't bothered to go see John.
Yeah.
He's just kind of keeping to himself.
Although I guess John's been back for what, 12 hours or something? I mean, I guess that's a long time.
Yeah. And you'd think Sam would be out the front meeting everyone.
Sure. That's true. That's a good point.
For whatever reason, he's been keeping to himself
so
that Daenerys can come to him.
Yes.
So Daenerys and Jorah have seeked him out to be like, thanks for saving Jorah. Good on you. You're a good boy.
Yeah. We'll give you lots of rewards. I'm here touring the place trying to make allies.
Yeah. So he's like, well, I'd love a pardon because I stole some books and a sword. And she's like, you stole a sword from the Citadel? No, I stole it from my dad. Ooh, what's your dad's name? Randall Tarly? I might have killed him.
Yeah.
I did.
I think you mean the late Randall Tarly.
He's like, oh, damn, my dad's dead. Well, that makes me sad, but at least I got my brother. Ooh.
Yeah. Your brother's dead. Oh, that's a shame. At least he didn't die burning to death, his ultimate fear.
Look, that is exactly how he died. Yeah. Ah, shit. Well, at least I can go and I can enjoy my favorite television show, Breaking Bad, which I believe is still in the air. No, that ended years ago.
Unfortunately, it did end.
Ah, damn it. Okay, well, at least I can go. What's something else that's been... Go eat a nice Bubble-O Bill.
They don't make those anymore. No. Actually, well, at least I can walk across Gondwana land, the connected continent that covers the entire Earth. Actually, that did split apart into different continents.
Ah, damn. Well, at least I can keep going with this bit because I can think of things recently that were get cancelled or gotten rid of. Ooh, actually, you don't have any more in your head for some reason. There must have been some shit that was fucking gotten rid of lately and everyone was like, no.
Louis C.K.
Yeah. At least I can go enjoy my favorite comedian, Louis C.K. Ah, it's actually a little hard to do now. Yeah. Oh, damn it, I'll have to just listen to some old records of Bill Cosby. Oh, no. That's actually even worse.
Well, at least I'll watch my favorite movie, Chinatown.
Ah, forget it, Jake. Anyway, yeah, so he's unhappy. He leaves.
Yep.
Very sad to hear. I was surprised how sad he was about his dad.
Me too. I mean, it's like, it's so hard to put yourself in that position of like, man, if you had a shitty dad, you'd still be sad if he got burnt to death.
Yeah.
And I think it's just, it's traumatizing more than like sad. He's not going to miss his dad. Yeah. It's just a fucked up thing.
To be fair, good on her for giving it to him straight.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I thought that she handled it as well as anyone could have.
Totally. But later on, we see that he obviously did not take kindly to it.
Yes.
So, he goes outside.
I'm not 100% convinced that I buy this with him. Because I think you're right. I think obviously it does come up later in the episode. I'm sure it's going to be a matter of tension in future episodes. Mm. And I kind of think like, yeah, fuck, he hated his dad.
He still had a complex with his dad, though. Like, he clearly wanted to please him when he was back there, but then he did make the decision, like, fuck my dad.
Yeah.
But his brother, for sure, like, he liked his brother.
Yeah,
And maybe, like, I don't know, that dad dying before he ever had accepted you would be difficult.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
So he goes outside, nearly gets hit by a horse for some reason.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I don't know why that happens.
Yeah.
Just to have show some that he was shaken by it, I guess.
I guess.
And there's Bran fucking hanging around still.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing out here? Bran, why are you here? I'm not Bran.
Yeah. Firstly.
I'm waiting for an old friend.
Mm.
Anyway, in the meantime, go tell John.
Yeah.
Like, you should have done it already. That's crazy that you haven't yet.
It's time. The time is now. So something interesting has to happen in this episode.
Down he goes to the crypts where John's lighting some candles for Ned.
Mm-hmm.
He trips over on his way in.
Yeah.
So unnecessary.
Totally.
We know Sam is a little bumbly by now. Yeah. Like, just let him walk in with some fucking dignity, please.
Totally. He's got a big, serious thing to say here.
Tears streaming down his face still.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, how's it going? I'm in a bad mood.
Mm.
And John is like, oh, no, is it Gilly? Is it little Sam? He's like, no. Sit down. Or stand, actually.
Yeah, there's nowhere to sit. We're in a crypt.
And pretty much just lays it out straight away.
Well, yeah. Initially, he's like, I'm sad because I just found out that Daenerys, your queen,
right,
murdered or sentenced to death as prisoners of war, my dad and my brother, who I liked.
Yeah, and John doesn't look happy to hear that.
He didn't know, and I did not realize that he didn't know until now.
Why would he, I guess? Yeah. He wasn't there.
Yeah.
Then he starts telling him, like, hey, John, guess what?
Well, I think it's important to note before that, he is like, John, that's fucked up. Did you know? Would you have done it?
Right. Yes.
Would you have done it if you were in that position? And John's like, I've killed people before. I've executed people. Yeah, I've killed people, you know, for treason. You know, I've done that. He's like, yeah, but you know, like, you didn't kill all of them. You spared some people,
mm-hmm.
and like, they were prisoners of war. They didn't have to die.
You did that when you were king. And he's like, yeah, well, I'm not king anymore. He's like, yeah, you are. Mm. He's like, nah, I'm not king of the north anymore. He's like, you're king of the whole fucking place.
Yeah.
And then lays out to him like, okay, I had a diary that I read of someone else's. Bran used his whatever he's got.
Mm.
And just flatly says it. Like, yeah. So Lyanna was your mother. Rhaegar was your father. Your dad lied about it to keep Lyanna's, keep a promise to Lyanna because Robert would have killed you.
Yeah.
Your name's Aegon Targaryen. You're actually the king.
Yeah. And Jon is, he tries to be like, no, but like, Ned was the most honorable man in the world. You know that. Mm. I know that. And Sam is like, yeah, he made a promise and he kept it his entire life. That's the most honorable thing you could do.
Remember the last thing he said to you was, when you get back, I'll tell you about what happened with your birth.
Yeah.
Like, dude, you know this is true.
Yeah. And I think he does. I think he really does know it. From the moment that Sam says it,
he gives him like a one of those like searching kind of like, "Are you telling the truth?" looks, and Sam just widens his eyes. He's like, "Eh, would a liar have eyes this big?"
Yeah.
But yeah, it's true.
Mm.
You're a Targaryen. You should be the king.
Yes.
And Jon's like, "Well, that's treason." He's like, "No, it's not. It's truth."
Yeah.
And you gave up being a king. Would Daenerys have done that?
Will she do it?
You gave up being fucking king to save the North. Like, yeah, maybe you don't give a shit about the fact that you should be king, but Daenerys really does.
And
does that make her worse than you, maybe?
And yeah, like, this will only be a spanner in the works if she is not as honorable as you are. So let's see what happens.
So we go from one crypt to another form of crypt.
And one that I did not know where it was or what it is.
So I think it was Deepwood Mott, or no, the other one, Hearth Home, Last Hearth, because that showed up in that intro bit as well as being between Winterfell and Thingo.
Okay.
And that is where they told the boy to go to.
Right.
The Umbers are from Last Hearth. So I think this is Last Hearth.
Right. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Tormund?
Tigger. Yeah, Tormund. Yeah. I could only remember Winnie the Pooh characters then for some reason.
Right.
My brain is doing backflips here at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
Tormund and Beric and all the sort of people from the wall are having a look through. Clearly there's been some battle here, but there's no bodies around.
Yes. A lot of bloodstains, no bodies.
Mm-hmm. They're carefully wandering through the place. They hear a bit of commotion, and it's Ed.
Yeah.
They nearly hit each other. They have a bit of a, I thought you were fucking.
Yeah.
I thought you were fucking. His eyes are blue. My eyes have always been blue. All right. We're friends again.
Yeah.
What happened here? Oh, everyone's dead. I guess you guys have come down from the wall. Because John does give an order earlier on as well. Like, yes. Well, get everyone off of the wall.
There's no point being on the wall. The wall's fucked.
Yeah.
Bring them back to Winterfell. Bring them back home. This is where we're making our stand.
Uh-huh. Did you find any bodies or survivors or anything here? They take them into like sort of the main hall looking thing.
Yeah.
And so they've pinned the Umber boy up against the wall.
Cut his arms and legs off.
Well, and a whole bunch of arms and legs.
Yes.
Sort of in that spiral pattern that we've seen them make before with like rocks.
We saw it
and
in
stuff.
The first episode, I think.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
A lot of callbacks.
Yeah.
To the first episode of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he's pinned up there and they're like, holy fuck. All right. Well, the dead are ahead of us. If we get some horses, we can maybe catch up with them or like get ahead of them even. That'd be good.
Yeah.
To get to Winterfell. But I guess we can leave here now because nothing scary is going to happen here. And then that fucking boy starts screaming behind him. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I liked that.
I noticed his eyes open and turn blue and I was like, that's still going to be cool.
Yeah. Little soft focus, out of focus in the background because they have a couple of shots of Tormund talking with him in the background without him opening the eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, yeah, he's screaming this awful scream. They light him on fire.
It looks fucking cool. Like, it looks like a really gothic, horrific scene. It's really well framed and laid out, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It all catches fire. Everyone's like, oh, boy.
This is disturbing.
Yeah. It's a pretty fucked up visual.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, I really liked it.
Mm.
I like to see a young boy burn. What am I? Theon?
Very good.
Double Then, yeah, last little bit of the episode, a hooded figure, who could it be, rides up to Winterfell.
Well, let's go through who it could be.
Jaime.
Okay.
The Night King.
Yeah, okay, this is, now we're getting somewhere.
It could have been Bronn, I guess, but no, it's Jaime. It's obviously Jaime.
It's Jaime Lannister.
He rides up, yanks off his hood.
He's like, all right, I'm here so to him face and Tyrion, my enemies.
Him and Tyrion, very brown hair now.
Yeah.
Not blonde anymore. And I saw something that I quite liked. Mm. That the Lannisters' hair gets browner the less they're allied to the Lannisters.
That's cool.
Throughout the show. And that does kind
of
happen.
Tyrion has like pretty blondish hair at the start of the show.
Yeah, Tyrion and Jaime both do have like proper blonde hair.
Yeah.
And now they've got regular, well, not the brown is the default color, but they've got brown hair.
And Cersei, very much still blonde.
Yeah, and like a weird shade of blonde. Like an orangey
blonde. Like a goldeny orangey blonde, yeah, totally.
So yeah, he takes his hood off, gives him a bit of a toss, and he's like, ah, now to look around at my not awkward surroundings. Mm-hmm. And there's Bran sitting out there, and he's like, fucking finally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then they have a bit of eye contact, and Jaime looks genuinely like, oh, fuck, I was a bad person.
Yes.
He really looks like...
That's the boy I threw out a window.
Yeah.
I've come to face him finally.
I'm excited to see them talk, except it'll be Jaime going like, sorry, Bran. He's like, I'm not Bran.
Yeah, I'm over it.
I'm a different guy, but I knew you'd feel awkward and I wanted to see that.
Yeah, yeah.
Funny.
And we end the episode on Bran's face, I think.
I think on Jaime's face. Well, or maybe on Bran's face.
There's no way to know.
Yeah.
But that's it, yeah.
That's that ep. So, it's not an enviable position for them to be in, to have so much shit to have to get to happen with your big premiere episode.
Yep.
With the trailers having so much of that battle that's coming,
yes,
I did figure that was the first episode. A little bit.
I didn't have any predictions or expectations for what this episode was going to be.
Right.
And I don't hate, like, I don't, by default, dislike that it was a setting the table episode. No. But there was not a lot of tension going on, really. Aside from Sansa and Daenerys, which I really did like a lot.
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot of like, what's going to happen? How is this going to figure out? What's this going to lead to?
No.
There was a couple of those instances, but...
Mainly making sure that everyone's in the right place.
Yeah,
It was kind of cool to see Jon be told who he is.
Yeah, I did like that. Yes, I liked that a lot.
And I'm interested to see... Like, I do like Daenerys pissing people off.
Yeah.
I wonder if she will get a little more Targaryen-y or if she has to realize, like, okay, I'm not my fucking brother or my dad.
Yeah.
I need to step down and call it. I don't necessarily have to be queen. It's
and
fine.
I think the interesting thing that is set up there is the, what is she going to do when she finds out Jon is the actual king? He's the actual heir to the throne.
Yeah.
That's really going to be the test of her character.
Because that's her whole claim.
It's her whole identity.
Yeah.
Really, like...
Maybe it'll be, I mean, definitely the first thing you do is go, oh, prove it. Black hair.
Yeah, sure.
Like, okay, yeah. how do you know?
Yep.
I'm going to believe fucking book boy and
magical man.
Guy who says he's not Bran, but like, it's Bran.
Yeah, it's Bran.
He's just lying about it. Crazy Bran. So.
I think that's interesting. Yeah, you're right. That is the next logical step there. I like that I figured that Arya and Gendry is probably going to be some sort of tragic thing. Because, like, fucking, that can't just work out.
No. It feels like a bit of a false start. Not a false start. That's too harsh. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It feels like, okay, we're settling in. Our toe is in the bath.
Yes.
But it's going to take its time, which is for the best.
Yeah.
I saw a thing before. Someone showed us a little image of apparently what the lengths of each of the episodes is going to be. I don't know where it was from or how.
I think it was. So it was Rosie. It was my sister.
Yeah.
I think it was just a meme on Facebook.
So, yeah, I absolutely don't think that
the veracity is in question.
And it was like 54 this week, which, how did they know? It came out after the thing. Then like 57 next week, and then like hour 20 for the rest.
Yeah.
Ish.
Yeah.
Which does make sense.
Yeah.
Because I would never expect an episode to be 2 hours, because then they'd make it 2 episodes.
And we still have a lot of setting up to do. So yeah. Another 57-8 minutes of this character meeting this character. This tension getting resolved here. This getting built here. Another couple of people crossing over. Like Jamie. Like, we want to see what happens with Jamie.
Yeah, yeah. And then basically four, here's the final battle episodes.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, it's kind of cool that that is the last premiere episode we will ever see of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
That's the last break ever. Yep. That's the last time that we can go, oh, Game of Thrones is next week. It's happening.
Yeah.
There's five more weeks of it.
Yep.
We're at the business end here.
We really are.
It does feel like it too.
Yes, absolutely.
I like the way that this is feeling like it is coming to a conclusion.
Totally. I have my criticisms with it. I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed watching it. And there is definitely a foreboding atmosphere pervading every single scene.
Yeah.
In a way that I haven't seen in a show before.
And other than pretty much specifically anything involving Varys in this, I did like the writing of it.
Okay, yeah. I think I may have been overly critical, but I really, really liked watching it. I'm very, very excited to see what happens next.
Yeah, same. Well, we'll see next week.
Yeah.
We're going to be recording in real time. We'll figure out how to get ourselves a better system with these sort of notes of the apps. I'm just going to have to go through... Watch it once, watch it again, and make notes.
Yeah.
That'll be the better way to do it.
And, like, questions and stuff, like, it's 20 past 11 at night tonight. We've got this out as quickly as we can, but every future episode from now on, we'll have much more time to sort of digest it.
Yeah.
Listen, like, read your questions.
Totally. Recording process for the last five.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones is back.
Definitely send us some questions and stuff. Please don't spoil it. I think what we said last time, like, give us like half a day, basically.
Yeah.
Send your emails in. We'll obviously not read them until we record.
Exactly. Emails go nuts.
Yeah.
Say whatever in there.
Thanks for listening, everyone. And we'll talk to you next week.
See you later.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.